We're going to begin our session this afternoon with agenda item 11, safety at sea. And one of the reasons that we have to do this item now is that during the tea break, the technicians took time out to do some reconfiguration of the technical system and the video display system. So this is the most appropriate time in the day for us to do this presentation, because it requires technical work to reconfigure the video system. And in this presentation, there will be a PowerPoint presentation. So item 11, safety at sea. And I'll now call in Japan to do an introduction on this item. Japan.
Thank you very much, Chair. Our presentation or statement has two parts. At the beginning, I will present some information about this year's attack on a research vessel by Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. And after that, Mr. Nakamai, my commissioner, will make a short statement about this particular issue. It is quite regrettable, actually, that we have to make this presentation year after year. The attack activities are escalating and becoming more aggressive year after year. And it is known very well that we are at the last research activities, we had some injuries and also the arrest of a person. However, this is a very important issue for us, but not for just us, for the IWC as a whole. And in addition, I have to draw your attention that the same organization, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, is now, at this very moment, is also attacking a bluefin tuna fisherman in the Mediterranean Ocean. And they used the same tactics, and I just heard that fishermen were injured and brought to a hospital because of the burning from butyric acid. So that's what they are doing, and we want the whole participants of this meeting to concentrate on this issue, and this needs to be, or resolution for this issue needs to be international cooperation. My presentation has some videos and some photos, and that was taken from recently finished Antarctic research activities. The last research season, they used three vessels, as you can see. One is Steve Irwin, Dutch flag, and Bob Barker, which started as a Togo flag, but carrying or showing Norwegian flag. And eventually, Togo withdrew that flagship, and now they have a Dutch flag. And the one in the bottom is Adigil, the New Zealand flag high-speed boat. And this is one of the situations when the Bob Barker attacked one of our research vessels, Yoshimaru number 3. As you can see, the it was a very dangerous situation, and it was a life-threatening situation for our crew and scientists. And you can see the size of a vessel is comparable. So if they actually collide at full speed, you can imagine what kind of a disaster could happen. This is a moving video of a situation where Adagio collapsed or rammed a vessel. Please see the tail of this Adagio. You can see it's moving, and now it's accelerating. The bubbles are coming out. So they claim that we accelerated and they were stationary, but as you can see, they were definitely moving or even accelerating when this ramming has happened. These are some of the examples of weapons they used at this the last research season. They employed laser guns and also it's cannon-like device with high-pressure air to throw bottles and other objects. And they also used ropes and buoys and cables in order to entangle the propellers of our research vessels. And also we found, I will show you the picture later, also we found a bowgun arrow after the Adagio collided with Japanese vessel. These are showing how those laser guns are utilized, and we found that these laser guns are actually very powerful ones, and in Japanese industrial standard we have classes for laser guns, and this particular lasers used as classified as class 4, the highest energy laser guns. And if it's class 4 power, if this laser hits the eyes of a person directly, that will lead to a loss of a sight. This is another situation where you can see the laser is targeted from their vessel to our research vessel. Here is another one. You can see the green lasers try to obstruct our research activities. And this is a broad picture of how that the cannon-like devices are used to throw beer bottles and other subjects. You can see the high-pressure air tank just below the activist, and those shooting objects is thrown at the Japanese vessel with very high speed and high energy using this cannon-like device. Looks like a beer bottle, and sometimes that contains paints or butyric acid and other subjects. You can imagine if this is thrown at you at high speed, what will happen if you hit directly. This is another life-threatening situation. And how powerful these things are. This is a net try to prevent the projectiles to come into the board of a Japanese research vessel, but that projectile easily broke the net, as you can see. Another picture, we used canvas and tops in addition to nets, but still, those bottles can go through the those protective measures very easily. Quite dangerous. This is showing the place that paint bottles hit our research vessels. And this is also another picture. As you can see, Peter Bethune, who was arrested later by us, is now using his weapon to try to attack Japanese vessels. I also like to draw your attention, just behind him, you can see a person standing with the TV cameras. And these are crews from Animal Planet program. So as you can see, all those things are carefully choreographed so that they can produce attractive TV programs. Another picture, they also use a giant slingshot and to hold the object to a vessel. Again, just behind the two persons with black uniform, you can see a TV crew of Animal Planet program taking the pictures. So this is another choreographed activities on the side of Issue Shepherd. They oftentimes use ropes and buoys to try to damage propellers of our research vessels. You can see the buoys there. And this is actually very dangerous because if our ropes and buoys are strong enough, they can damage the casing of a propeller shaft. And this could lead to a sinking of a vessel very quickly. This is one example of ropes they use. You can see steel pipes and very strong ropes and buoys to strengthen their device. And this is also one of ropes or propeller damaging device we just retrieved. And the Sea Shepherd Society oftentimes just throw these devices into the water and never retrieve. And so they are also polluting the ocean in that sense. After the collision between Adigil and the Shonanmaru number 3, we found those arrows. And seems to be these are arrows for bow guns, and it has a lethal capacity. And at that time, the Sea Shepherd Society denied and said it's ridiculous to claim that Adigil carries those weapons. But recently, the Animal Planet TV program actually showed a video that Peter Bethune and other Adigil crews are actually carrying bowgun and arrows. They also use rocket signals, rocket launchers, and also they can throw ropes with those launchers. Those rocket signals are also very dangerous because they are actually igniting when it is thrown. So if it hits something flammable, that will cause a fire on the vessel. This seems to be Paul Watson, who is also firing those devices against our vessels. These are some of the pictures and videos we collected from the most recent research activities. More videos and pictures are available on the website of Institute of Starship Research. And the very presentation you have just looked at will be placed on the same website soon. Thank you very much, and I would now just shift my microphone to my commissioner, Mr. Nakamai.
Thank you very much. I would like to further report on this issue and make a statement on behalf of the Japanese government. Every year, every annual year, Japan takes up this issue of safety at sea, and then makes such a similar statement, which is very unfortunate that we have to repeat that. The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society for so many years waged the unlawful, extremely dangerous harassment attacks against the Japanese vessels and crew members who are engaged in the lawful and legal research, whaling under the Article 8 of the ICRW, and then engaged in such a terrible harassment, especially in the 2009-10 season during the JALPA 2. They have escalated the harassment attack repeatedly more than the previous seasons, as you have seen in that film. So this is unlawful, intentional, the violence waged against those vessels, which caused damage, which is likely to endanger the safe navigation of the ship, which actually threatens lives and property of the crew at sea and the property as well. It's a very dangerous act. It was a mere luck that so far nobody was killed and no major catastrophe occurred. Just because of the difference of the views, opinion on whaling, these people wage such a terrible harassment activities, which should never be condoned in a nation under the rule of law or international community which adheres to the international law. With regard to the harassment activities by the Sea Shepherd, IWC has adopted unanimously the resolution and statement to criticize them, but they continue to wage such violent harassment activities and attacks, and every year they are escalating such violence. Unfortunately, the measures taken by the countries concerned were not really effective, I have to say. On the other hand, in addition to IWC, Japan has also raised this issue to the other organ like IMO to consider the way the demonstration activities should take place at sea. And we have used every opportunity to make a positive move to control such activity. In May this year, at the 87th MSC Marine Safety Commission Committee of the IMO, we raised this issue, and Japan's proposal was adopted as a resolution. As a member of the relevant and concerned parties, Japan has taken the resolute response to such unlawfully and intentional acts of violence and harassment. With regard to this harassment, well, Japan actually contacted the relevant countries before and after the harassment acts, namely the flag state, the Netherlands, and the port state, Australia, as well as this headquarter country of the United States of America, urging them to take the preventive measures to curtail such harassment violence at the high level of the government as well, especially the Netherlands, which is a flag state, responsible flag states of such harassers. We have urged them to take the appropriate measure to prevent the recurrence of such a move, and then immediately try to stop such harassment. And also to Australia, as a port state, we urge them to take the investigation to try to prevent the recurrence and curtail such harassment activities. Based upon this request, the flag state Togo of the harassment vessel BB deprived the registry of this vessel immediately, and Australian the investigation authority searched the Sea Shepherd boat which entered the port of Hobart on March the 6th. So we appreciate such response by the relevant governments. By such response by those governments, we expect that this violent act should be controlled and enforced in the future because they are unlawful. Now, this Bob Barker, which lost the Togo flag, they obtained newly the Dutch flag on the 24th of May after staying as an unregistered ship. And of course, it is quite unfortunate that this has happened, because two with such the harasser vessels of the Sea Shepherd became vessels registered under the Dutch flag. We'd like to ask the Dutch, the flag state of that two vessels, take more responsible the measure against such vessels to prevent the unlawful act. And we are contacting and exchanging information about the situation, but we'd like to appreciate to hear further report from the relevant governments as to your measures against them. In order to further prevent such harassment activity by Sea Shepherd, we would like to ask the port state and flag state to take the appropriate measures to curtail the harassment activities, for example, stopping the departure of such vessels. This is unlawful harassment activity, unlawful violence against the lawful researchers, and we can never condone such unlawful activity against the research activities. The safety at sea is a very important agenda for Japan, and I would like to ask you to recognize that importance again. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Japan. The floor is now open for comments.
Netherlands.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As I have done before in the last annual meeting at Madeira last year, and also during intersessionals intercessional meetings in Florida in March this year and in Rome the year before, I would like to state the following. First and foremost, the Netherlands remains resolute in its opposition to any type of whaling, with the exception of Aboriginal whaling. Furthermore, the Netherlands respects the rights of individuals and groups to protest peacefully, including on the high seas, as long as such demonstrations take place within the limits of the law. Safety at sea may never be jeopardized. Therefore, the Netherlands shares the concerns among IWC member states about safety at sea and deplores the serious incidents that occurred between ships of the Japanese whaling fleet and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society in late 2009 and early 2010. The Netherlands is particularly concerned about the escalation of violence in such incidents during the last couple of years. The Netherlands would like to reiterate that it considers the IMO to be the most appropriate forum to discuss the issue of safety at sea. Within this framework, it should be mentioned that the Maritime Safety Committee of the IMO very recently adopted a resolution assuring safety during demonstrations, protests, and confrontations on the high seas. This resolution addresses not only flag states of protesting vessels, but also flag states of vessels subject to protest. Knowing that the Japanese whaling activities in the Southern Ocean would once again attract protest, the Netherlands, together with Australia and New Zealand, issued a statement in December last year in which it called for restraint by Sea Shepherd Conservation Society activists and the Japanese whalers. Unfortunately, the call for restraint was disregarded by the activists of Sea Shepherd and Japanese whalers alike, and a number of dangerous incidents have taken place. In the joint statement of December, it was also underlined that any unlawful activities should be dealt with in accordance with relevant international and domestic laws. It is from this perspective that the government of the Netherlands decided to enhance its capacity to act by broadening the legal scope for revoking certificates of registry. A corresponding amendment of the applicable law has been submitted to Parliament on the 15th of January of this year. Furthermore, work on the modernization of the Registration Act is currently underway. Due to the fall of the Dutch government in February, the debate on the amendment had to be suspended until the elections of the 9th of June and the formation of a new government. The Netherlands remains committed to its obligations as a flag state. At the same time, one has to acknowledge that as long as there is whaling, there will be protests, whether by Sea Shepherd or any other organization. Naturally, international laws and regulations and the principles of good seamanship will always have to be observed. Mindful of the past conduct of the Sea Shepherd ships, the government of the Netherlands has carefully studied the official request for registration by Sea Shepherd. As all legal requirements for registration were met, the government of the Netherlands did not have any legal means at its disposal to deny registration of the Bob Barker. Denying registration would have been an illegal act by the government. The certificate of registry was accompanied by a stern warning reminding Sea Shepherd of its obligations to abide the international laws and regulations and the principles of good seamanship. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands, Australia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'd like to thank the Government of Japan for its presentation this afternoon. It is well known that the Australian government strongly opposes whaling, but the Australian government also shares the concerns expressed by the Japanese government regarding safety at sea in the Southern Ocean. I would like to reiterate this point, which has been made clear by the Australian Prime Minister and other government ministers on a number of occasions. Safety at sea is Australia's foremost priority, and the Australian government has consistently called for calm and restraint on all sides, including through the joint statement noted by the representative of the Netherlands. We respect the right to peaceful protest, but not the right to violent protest. We strongly condemn dangerous, reckless, or unlawful behaviour. As noted by the Government of Japan, such activities are investigated by our legal authorities. And this includes the throwing of projectiles from one vessel to another, and it includes people boarding a vessel without consent and without lawful authority. Dangerous and confrontational methods are absolutely inappropriate, and they are not the way to resolve differences over whaling, and they will not lead to a lasting solution. The Australian government does not intend to speculate on the events surrounding individual incidents in the Southern Ocean last southern summer. The primary responsibility for matters of this kind lies with the flag states of the vessels. But we wish to reiterate that dangerous and confrontational acts are absolutely inappropriate and are not the way to resolve differences over whaling. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. New Zealand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. New Zealand is the flag state of the vessel, the Addie Gill, that sank in the incident that has been depicted to us this afternoon. A New Zealand citizen, Peter Bethune, is in front of a Japanese court having pleaded guilty to a number of offences, but he yet remains to be sentenced. And I would not wish for any statements here to influence that sentencing. I think it would be improper for that to occur. But as the flag state, Maritime New Zealand is conducting an investigation into the Addie Gill Shonan Maru incident. I wish to record that Japan has been cooperating with New Zealand in providing information for that investigation. That investigation is not yet complete. On the 4th of December 2009, the Honourable Murray McCulley, the Minister of Foreign Affairs in New Zealand, wrote to Mr. Bethune of the Adigil, saying, and I quote, "The New Zealand government respects the right to peaceful protest. At the same time, the government cannot support or condone actions in the Southern Ocean that risk human life or safe navigation. New Zealand has supported resolutions in the International Whaling Commission and International Maritime Organization on safety at sea. Given the risks of operating in the remote Southern Ocean, I remind you of your responsibility as master to ensure the safety of your vessel and crew, and to ensure that your vessel operates in a way that is safe and responsible, complies with New Zealand law, and adheres to the requirements of international law. New Zealand has also expressed its concerns about safety at sea to the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society and to Japan." The Minister further communicated with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society on 18 December 2009, in which the Minister said this, and I quote, "Under the ministerial directions, the Adigil must not interfere with vessels of the Japanese whaling fleet in ways that may risk human safety or result in marine pollution, with a risk of more than a minor or transitory effect on the Antarctic environment." And I note that the notification and permit for the 2009-2010 issued by the Minister of Foreign Affairs under the Antarctica Environmental Protection Act, a New Zealand statute relating to Antarctica, it says in paragraph 11 of that document, and I quote, "The Adigil must not interfere with vessels of the Japanese whaling fleet in ways that may entail risk of collision or other consequence that might result in marine pollution, and with it risk of more than a minor or transitory effect on the Antarctic environment, as well as risk to human safety." Mr. Chairman, New Zealand has been a strong supporter of the resolutions passed in the recent years at the International Whaling Commission. We are a maritime society in many ways, and we know that safety at sea is a very important matter of international policy that we support. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand, USA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to first associate the United States of America with the remarks by both the distinguished commissioner from New Zealand and the Australian commissioner. We could read our same talking points that we've read in several meetings, but I don't know that that would add to the discussion. I will just add a personal note of dismay about the increasing violence. And a real personal fear that someone will be hurt if the violence in the Southern Ocean continues. And I think that would be more than regrettable. And although this institution isn't competent to deal with these issues directly, I think we must understand that as long as we continue to battle inside the institution, we will not be leading by example. But if we can set a peaceful tone to our discussions and continue to try to work through our differences, we can hope that that sentiment will echo outside this chamber. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, USA. India.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thank Japan for an exhaustive presentation on the safety issues in the sea. India shares the concerns of the international community on the safety issues. Although India and Japan have traditionally held different fundamental positions on the whaling issue, India is opposed to any violent protests at the seas. However, India respects the right of peaceful protests, if any, within the ambit of international laws. And we are of the view that any differences in the opinion should be resolved through dialogue and negotiations within the framework of law and within the framework of International Whaling Commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, India. Denmark? Sorry, Norway.
Yeah, Chair, I yield to Denmark if they were first.
I'm sorry?
I am more than willing to yield to Denmark if they were the first to raise their flag.
Could you repeat? I didn't hear that.
You said Denmark, and I am more than willing to yield.
I'm sorry, Denmark. It was an error. Denmark did not intend to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think there can be no doubt that what we have seen of evidence from the Japanese side here today is a clearly violation of rules of law at sea. And whoever is to blame, these things have to be investigated and pursued as they should be according to international law. We also heard that one of these vessels, the Bob Barber, at one instance flew the Norwegian flag, which is something we take very seriously. There is no doubt that they flew this flag illegally, and in that sense did an illegal act and also acted as a stateless vessel. And we are investigating that issue, but I have to admit it's quite difficult for us to exactly know how to pursue it. When that is said, I'm very happy to hear the very clear and fairly strong reactions that both New Zealand and Australia are pursuing, including to undertake a full investigation of what has taken place, because, I mean, facts have to decide what shall follow. When that is said, I'm a bit puzzled by the Dutch reaction to this. Not only do they seem to, but I have to say that seem to, put on par what Japan did and Sea Shepherd did. I mean, in the outset, there can be no doubt that it is Sea Shepherd who tried to arrest Japan, not the other way around. They are pursuing, following Japan and their vessels, and they are trying to create trouble. And I think everyone here can agree to that. But when that is said, for them to then not investigate what might be a very serious incident by a flag vessel flying the flag of the Netherlands, is to me I do not understand that, because as a flag state you have quite a lot of responsibilities for your vessels flying your flag. And I would urge the Netherlands, if they are not already doing that, to investigate this issue forcefully, to find facts, and after that draw conclusions. Thank you.
Thank you. Norway, Suriname.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's quite shocking to see these pictures. Suriname wants to condemn very strongly violence at sea on unarmed vessel crew, using more powerful and harmful weapons that can endanger the life of persons. There is no justification of this kind of attacks. I want to urge to follow the track of dialogue. We can solve problems. We cannot solve problems with violence. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Suriname. Again, just to remind commissioners, when we take the floor to speak, before we engage our microphone, to disengage your headphones from your handset, because if you take your headphones off and it's still plugged in, you're getting a very serious feedback, and it's very annoying for the interpreters. Just a reminder to all of us again. Iceland.
Thank you, Chair. We would very much like to thank Japan for their introduction, and we condemn the violation that has been taking place by Sea Shepherd in the Antarctic waters. We would like to support everything that was said by Norway, and I would like to add that when we are discussing violent acts by this organization, we should not be at the same time speaking about our position with respect to whaling or the right to peaceful protest. That has nothing, that has no place in the discussion on violence acts in our view. Thank you.
Thank you, Iceland. Any other comments on this item? Japan?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And also, I like to thank the all the delegates who expressed support, strong support to the actions or to treat this very unacceptable action by Sea Shepherd Society, Conservation Society. We have to recognize that this issue is not something we like to see every year. This issue needs to be resolved now, today. And because we have been allowing this to happen for the last few years, now they are attacking a bluefin tuna fisherman in the Mediterranean using exactly the same tactics. And as I said, already fishermen were hospitalized. I think this is a responsibility of all members of the International Whaling Commission. We are allowing this activity to expand, spread outside of the Arctic Sea. It's not just Japan's issue. It's much wider issue of a safety at sea. I also like to draw your attention that we saw TV crews on the vessel, choreographing all those attack activities and taking good pictures for their entertainment program. This culture itself should not be allowed. They are promoting the violence. They are providing financial resources for the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society to continue the act. It's our responsibility and very urgent responsibility to take a definite action to stop their activities. Finally, I'd like to express my strongest dissatisfaction about the way that my crew and scientists, our vessel, were treated in a statement like the same as Sea Shepherd crew. I have a very strong concern about the way the situation was described. Our research activities are legal activities, and we never attack Sea Shepherd. They do attack us. They do attack other fishermen. It is quite unsatisfactory, again, to hear the statement which treat our activity in a similar level as the Sea Shepherd Society. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan. I see no other comments. Thank you very much for your presentation. And this brings us to the end of agenda item 11, safety issues at sea.